Mr. Hammerhead, our day's work's been quite long enough. I think I've gathered all that we can. We'll walk back together across the moor, the usual gate of the school, and comfort Dr. Huxtable,
who will doubtless be deeply distressed by the news of Heidegger's death.
And what are you going to do?
I'll go down to Mackleton Station. I need to send a few telegrams.
And then what do we do?
Get a good night's sleep, Watson.
Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson. I am sorry, gentlemen, but His Grace cannot receive you. The fact is, the Duke is far from well. He has been very upset by the tragic news.
Dr. Huxtable sent him a telegram, I believe.
I must see the Duke, Mr. Wilder.
But he's in his room.
And I must go to his room.
I believe he is in his bed.
I will see him there.
Very well, Mr. Holmes. I will tell him you are here. Perhaps you will be so good as to wait in the study.
Stay here, Mr. Wilder, and pray and press upon His Grace that we shall not move until he comes.
You are confident that you have solved the mystery?
It's all falling into place.
What are the cow tracks on the moor, Watson?
Yes, they were everywhere. On the path most of the time, and particularly where poor Heidegger met his death.
Yet how many cows did you see on the moor?
I don't recall seeing any.
Strange, is it not? Now, throw your mind back. Can you recall that those cattle tracks were sometimes two by two, sometimes eight on one side, four on the other, sometimes alternating?
Oh, God, I cannot remember them better.
Well, I can. I can swear to it. And it's a very remarkable cow that walks, canters, and gallops.
Good Lord. But what on earth...
Mr. Holmes, what is all this about?
It really is most distressing for His Grace to be so...
I think, Your Grace, that I could speak more freely in Mr. Wilder's absence.
But, well, if Your Grace wishes.
Yes, you better go.
Very well.
Now, Mr. Holmes, what have you to say?
I've been informed that a reward has been offered in this case. I would like to have that confirmed from your own lips.
I confirm it.
It amounted, if I'm correctly informed, to £5,000 to anyone who will tell you where your son is.
Exactly.
Another £1,000 to the man who will name the person or persons who are keeping him in custody.
Exactly.
Under the latter heading is included, no doubt, not only those who have taken him away, but also those who conspire to keep him in his present position.
Yes, Mr. Holmes. If you do your work well, you'll have no reason to complain of niggardly treatment.
I think I see Your Grace's checkbook upon the table. I'd be glad if you'd make me out a check for £6,000. The Capital and Counties Bank, Oxford Street branch, are my agents.
Is this a joke, Mr. Holmes? It's hardly subject for pleasantry.
I assure you, Your Grace, my colleague is not joking.
What do you mean, then, Mr. Holmes?
I mean that I have earned my reward. I know where your son is, and I know some, at least, of those who are holding him.
Where is he?
He is, or was last night, at the Fighting Cock Inn, about 2 miles from your park gate.
And whom do you accuse?
I accuse you.
Oh.
And now, Your Grace, I'll trouble you for that check.
The Capital and Counties Bank, I think you said. How much do you know?
I saw you together last night.
Does anyone else know? Besides your friend, Dr. Watson?
I've spoken to no one.
I shall be as good as my word, Mr. Holmes. I trust that you and your friend here are men of discretion.
I hardly understand, Your Grace.
I must put it plainly, Mr. Holmes. If only you two know of the incident, there is no reason why it should go any further. I think £12,000 is the sum that I owe to you, is it not?
I fear, Your Grace, that matters cannot be arranged so easily. There's the death of the schoolmaster to be accounted for.
But James knew nothing of that. You cannot hold him responsible. It was the work of the brutal ruffian whom he had the misfortune to employ.
I must take the view, Your Grace, that when a man embarks upon a crime, he is morally guilty of any other crime which may spring from it.
Morally, Mr. Holmes, no doubt you are right. But surely not in the eyes of the law. A man cannot be condemned for a murder at which he was not present, and which he loathes and abhors as much as you do. The instant he heard of it, he made a complete confession to me. So filled was he with horror and remorse. Mr. Holmes, you must save him. You must. I appreciate your conduct in coming here before you spoke to anyone else. At least we can take counsel how far we can minimize this hideous scandal.
Exactly. I think, Your Grace, that this can only be done by absolute and complete frankness.